The Chief Executive of Advanced TAFE, Peter Hilbert, talking about what has been dubbed the Menzies Alliance, in which TAFE colleges from around regional Victoria team up with the University of Ballarat to stave off some of the impacts of cuts to funding and courses. Well, is it going to work? Colin Long is the Victorian Secretary for the National Tertiary and Education Union, which has been campaigning quite heavily for these cuts to be reconsidered. Colin Long, welcome to you.
Thank you.
What do you make of this alliance proposal?
Well, it's an interesting proposition. I think it might be a little bit more advanced than, or a little bit more substantial than Peter Hilbert's saying. But we haven't seen in detail what is being proposed. The union would support anything within reason that led to better provision of tertiary education. That's skills training and higher education universities in regional Victoria. That's something we've always supported and we would continue to support. Strangely enough, it's such a proposal of a sort of a regional university slash tertiary education institution was proposed a couple of decades ago during the Dawkins reforms, I think. So it's not necessarily a new idea, but the bigger problem, I think, is how you set up such an institution in the context of these massive budget cuts, which is making most of the institutions involved financially insecure.
Okay, we'll have a look at that point in a moment. I just want to backtrack a little bit where you said you felt it was much more substantial than what Peter Hilbert had made out. What did you mean by that?
Well, I think Ballarat is proposing a number of TAFEs to join and the university to join this alliance. So not just Gippsland, not just Ballarat, but a number of other regional institutions.
Yep, sure.
And I think it's not... my understanding is that it's more like a single institution with a number of outposts or a number of campuses. You know, it doesn't make much sense to just form an alliance. If these institutions have financial problems, which they all do, the only way it makes much sense is to try and save some money by amalgamating some of the functions they perform, some of the back office type functions, I suppose. And that means a much closer connection than I think an alliance suggests.
Okay, so you're suggesting there, and correct me if I'm wrong, that some of the regional TAFEs might lose their autonomy or be swallowed up within the University of Ballarat's bigger status, I guess.
I think the suggestion is that it would be not just the University of Ballarat having swallowed a whole lot of others, but it would be a new institution composed of all these different smaller institutions. And, you know, the name Menzies has been bandied around. That is the one that seems to be being used at the moment. So I think rather than suggesting that Ballarat is going to swallow everything up, it might be a new institution.
We're going to hear very soon from Professor David Battersby, the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Ballarat, who spoke to my colleague in the west of the state, Prue Bentley. So we'll hear a little more of what he has to say and how he believes it might work. But the feeling I'm getting from you is that you're not particularly supportive of this type of establishment.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. I think, as I said, anything that strengthens provision of tertiary education to regional Victoria, the union is supportive of. We understand the very specific needs of regional Victoria for higher education, and one of the things we've been drawing attention to in our campaign against the TAFE cuts is the damage that they've done, those cuts to regional Victoria and to education provision in regional Victoria. So if such an institution were effective, viable, and looked after the rights of staff and students, there would be no reason why we wouldn't support it at all.
It's 14 minutes to 9 on ABC Gippsland. My guest is Colin Long, who's the Victorian Secretary for the National Tertiary and Education Union. We're discussing a proposal that might go to the Minister responsible for tertiary education in Victoria, Peter Hall, for consideration. And it's been dubbed the Menzies Alliance, in which TAFEs around regional Victoria will get together with the University of Ballarat. And I did say to Peter Hilbert that this is a this is a concept that perhaps has existed in the past, whereby smaller TAFEs have formed partnerships or relationships with larger universities. And he seemed to think that this is not much different to that, that they'll share resources and share support. Would that be a way for this to work rather than it being a merger, as you suggested might happen?
Well, I don't see that much evidence that TAFEs have and universities have shared resources in the past. They've done lots of things together, and that tends to be with universities trying to use TAFE as a feeder through into their higher education programs, into university programs. So you do a year or two in TAFE and then you get admitted into a second or third year in a university. But that's quite different to sharing resources. And I don't see a... And there have been plenty of those sorts of partnerships going on, but the concept of actually sharing financial or staff resources, I don't see a lot of it going on in the past. And, you know, it's been made clear to me by some vice-chancellors in universities that the prospect of having much closer relationships with TAFE in the current context of the budget cuts is is not a very attractive proposition, because most TAFEs are financially in a very, and especially regional TAFEs, are in a very bad position financially at the moment, and that's not particularly attractive to universities.